Mother, Mother Ocean, I've heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You say no.
There we go. Now we got the right stuff going on. Fish and Frank here in the chair. Robert in the chair across from me. Lots of cool things happening if we can get that guitar to quiet down. This knob is really getting just shot. I think if I sprayed Get Some all over this thing, maybe it'll help.
It might.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, Frank.
Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to everybody out there around the world and to people listening, ships at sea, ships on the rocks, and people drinking on the rocks. All right. Now that we got the rock thing out of the way, area fishing report time, and I guess we can get right into this. If I can get the guy to quit playing guitar, all right, and we're all happy about that now.
What's our river height doing? I'd be real curious to know that.
Okay, fishandfranks.com brought up weather and tides, and we will head down to the Peace River button, pushing the Peace River button. Come on, there we go, page coming up, and, well, actually, it's on its way down.
Really?
Today's Friday, so Thursday, Wednesday, it crested out at 7 foot, and it's back down to 6 foot now.
Okay.
So
it's not bad.
Crested up at 7. Let's see. Wow. It was 1,420 cubic feet a second, and the most ever at this date was in 1957 with 3,090 cubic feet a second. And the average is looking at the average is 313. So we're about four times over average on the Peace River. But at 7 foot, it usually doesn't hit that till June. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's, I think, the big thing to take away from this is usually the second week of June we start seeing rain and weather like this.
Right.
Very unusual this early in May.
Big time.
All right.
Big time.
So all I can tell you is I have snook lights behind the house, right?
Yeah.
And they've been throwing like, 12-foot circle of light around. You know, I go out on the porch at night, I have a smoke, and drink decaf coffee because I'm too old to drink real coffee at that time of night. Remember when we used to do stuff and I'd said, Robert, watch somebody just drink 24 ounces of coffee and fall dead asleep.
Yep. I could do that with Mountain Dew, not anymore.
Oh, no. All of a sudden, if I hit that age, it's like, boom. So anyway, what used to be a 12-foot ball of light behind the house, because I have two of them out there, you know, and I got the snook all over them. All these little snook, there's no big ones up there.
Right.
No big ones. They all moved out. They went down to breed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's on like Donkey Kong out by the beaches right now. Oh, the party's happening there. But they're out there by the beach partying. And up by the house, we got a lot of little ones that are too small to go out and join the party. Too young. You know, shouldn't do that stuff when you're young. So anyway, the light behind the house is like 3 feet across. Terry said, what happened to the lights? The bulbs going out on them? They get, you know, something wrong with them? No, that's just how dirty the water is.
Right, that's just the stain.
Oh, yeah, it's brown. It's real brown.
Yeah, I have all sorts of leaf water lettuce and hyacinth floating down behind my house.
Okay, so anyway, you heard of anything up in the river?
I've heard of a few snook and juvenile tarpon up there by the Shell Creek Dam. It's cranking from what Austin was saying. He stopped there yesterday before he came in here. I was chatting with him for a few minutes, and he said it's cranking off that dam. He said between the wind yesterday and the water, he said it was cranking hard. He said it was pretty impressive. You know, but other than that, I haven't heard a whole lot on the other part of the Peace River. A little quiet, but, you know, another week or so with it stabilizing, we should start to hear maybe, hopefully, a few tarpon maybe moving around and some of those resident snook get established and get bored of the feeding frenzy that they're doing.
Well, what was kind of funny is I get a lot of different emails about the fishing reports, and the one guy showed me where I put get a troll for snook at the Shell Creek Dam. Like, oh God, that's really stupid. Nice. I just picture somebody going trying to troll right next to the dam there, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's always nice when you do something really foolish. All right, I-75.
I've heard of a couple black drum and a couple of juvenile tarpon right there at first light. But other than that, it's been a little quiet. Because the last few days of this rain has got people a little discombobulated.
Yeah, this is, I think, rain this early and in May. This May is supposed to be a month with fairly even winds, no rain. It's supposed to be dry. Not April's always windy and, you know, iffy. And May is supposed to be that good month. Everybody goes tarpon and shark and cobia, and it's supposed to be on and fish on. And they're catching a lot of fish, but it's just hard to get there.
Right. Exactly.
Very hard to get there. The fishing's good. I mean, you know, we get further in, I'm going to go over some of the stuff that I've done recently. And what's going on at the 41 Bridge?
41 Bridge has been alive at night. I mean, the nighttime activity, there's been snook of all sorts of sizes. That's where your bigger breeder size fish have been, along with a lot of the little peanuts. A lot of juvenile tarpon. And then the ladyfish have been all doing good at night. During the daytime, they've still been catching an occasional Spanish, an occasional trout. I've heard of two cobia this past week off of there. And then a few small black drum. You know, it's been pretty decent there. You know.
Right.
And I was out there this morning. I didn't do any good.
No, you went behind the house this morning?
Oh, no, out there to the bridge.
Who are you at the bridge with?
Went with the girlfriend.
Oh, you guys just drove down to the bridge and fished?
Yeah. Austin killed it two nights ago down there. He caught, I don't know, between him and Matt, they caught 20, 30 fish, slot to over slot, hooked half a dozen tarpon, all fishing from the shore over there. But so I said, I got to go over there and give this a shot.
I gotta
so 2:30 this morning, we rolled over there. And
you're up against crickets. Austin.
I know.
Yeah, I know. But
he said it was just so cool.
How
with the amount
of... How old is he now?
20 years old.
20 years old.
Yeah, and he still hops out of bed.
But he was... he definitely ain't rolling out. All right. But when you get out around that bridge at night, you're up against a kid who's been doing that since he was 11 years old, nonstop. He has not quit.
Right.
You know,
but I wanted to see it because he said the tarpon were blowing up and free jumping. He said the snook were blowing up and down the bridges on both sides. The ladyfish, he said the glass minnows and baitfish. He said it was just an unbelievable.
If you had gone an hour later, you could have called me. I was sitting up because I woke up from my, you know, routine every night, and I was sitting there and I couldn't get back to sleep, so made some decaf coffee. I was just sitting on the porch at 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we were out there until 4:30, quarter to five. But they've got it all locked down. They've actually at this end where everyone parks to walk the bridge or fish the bridge. There's a chain link fence now. There's no parking anywhere on this side.
Really?
Austin, I guess, parked by the old gas station, Chris's place,
right,
and then walked over there and walked under the bridge because the northbound park is closed. Power pole park is closed because they're doing repairs and building that sidewalk.
They're gonna put a fishing pier, I guess, underneath the 41 bridges and the walkway around there.
Yeah, so they're working on all that. And then we ended up parking over at the the hotel in between the bridges.
Yeah, whatever.
And walked that area and fished a little bit. It was a little tough, but it was still beautiful.
All right. What's going on at Lashley Pier?
A few snook at night, mostly small. Been some ladyfish, a couple of trout. And then daytime's been producing a couple of trout, a couple of mangrove snapper, and an occasional Spanish mackerel. Hasn't been gangbusters, but it has been at least a little steady.
Okay. Bayshore Pier.
Crickets. I've got nothing this week at all from there.
Okay. Port Charlotte Canals. And speaking of the Port Charlotte Canals, I mean, all this weird weather and everything, our friends over at Southern Cross Shutter Systems, they do storm shutter systems and everything. They did my house. I have these amazing roll downs and accordion shutters. Last year during the hurricane, now there's storms brewing in the Gulf, which I'm not particularly concerned with yet because it still could go anywhere, do anything. And if I'm not that worried about them.
Right.
But I had them come out and do my house. They're at 941-235-2620. That's 941-235-2620. But they're going to do your house now.
Yeah.
And it's Southern Cross Shutter Systems. Super nice people. But
him and his son were unbelievably nice.
The cool part about it is they're one of the only ones that actually make what they sell.
Yeah.
They actually are making the storm shutters here. And they come out to your house, they measure it up, and then they go back to their shop and actually make them. And then have their guys install them.
Yeah.
So they actually do it all. They're not going out, getting the order from you, and then ordering the shutters from somebody. These are the guys who actually the other people order from.
And I'm assuming since they make them themselves and install them, unlike having to order them, that, you know, that they're going to be a lot more precise. So they aren't having to struggle or custom cut or anything like that once they get it on site.
Yeah, they only had one little hiccup at my place, which really, considering what they did, is absolutely staggering because I have some roll downs as well as accordions because my house is so weird anyway.
Right.
And there's just, with the walkways and all this other garbage, I mean, trust me, folks, build a normal house. But they had one little hiccup out of all, I mean, all the roll downs and accordions and everything else that they did, one little hiccup. So nice. Anyway, I don't mean to bore you guys out there with it, but I just got off the phone with them and reminded me how nice they were. And I just wanted to say thank you guys. You know, it's nice when people step up and help you out.
Right.
But it's Southern Cross Shutter Systems. And 941-235-2620. We'll get back to the fishing report now. There was a little ad for them guys because they were awesome to me and they've been awesome to Robert. So we wanted to let them know. Okay. Porchella Canals. That's what brought it to mind. Your house is on a Porchella Canal. So right. How bad is Christina kicking your butt fishing right now?
Actually, one night I actually kept up with her pretty good. The rest of the time she's been whooping me.
All right, so what has been the catch here lately?
Snook. Lots and lots of snook. Granted, they're all smaller guys, but hey, I'll take 20, 15 to 30 inches, you know, one after the other, than I will waiting for that one big fish, you know, when it comes to consistent activity with those guys, because she's catching them on shrimp. I'm catching them on the Storm Wild Eyes swim bait, and then even Officer or Lieutenant Harrison.
Yeah.
He was back there day before yesterday. He had been fishing all day and they did mediocre, and I told him that the fish had been doing pretty good around that bridge, so he pulled up and had some white bait left over. He sat there for 2 hours catching a snook after snook after snook, and they were all small guys, but he had a blast. I'm like, I thought you said you only had a couple white bait left. He said, yeah, I'm still having fun. I'm like, okay, go for it. So there's been black drum back there, gar, jacks. She even caught a couple redfish back there, you know, that big famous unicorn. Kind of neat. And I've had several other customers in other canal systems, the Pelham Waterway, the Ackerman Waterway, saying the same thing. Snook, black drum, jacks, good mixed variety of stuff back there. And all those spill dams along 41 are just cranking, so you know, I would fish those, and any of the points of any of your mouths of your canal should be producing some fish. And if you're lucky enough to have a bridge along your way, definitely concentrate around those bridges. You know, it's definitely on. Plus manatees have been coming through eating the lettuce that's been floating down. Flipper's been in there quite a bit lately, so it's kind of neat to see all the activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to move over to Elgebine. What's going on at the pier?
Elgebine at the pier has been kind of hit or miss with some of the guys. A lot of mangrove snapper, mostly on the smaller side. There has been a handful of whiting.
And just a second there. He's crazy.
Yes, he is.
Chuck Hepp from Chuck's Custom Carpentry just stopped in, and he's helping us build a new broadcast studio.
What hasn't he helped us build?
Oh, the pirate ship, the decks around
my
house.
The store after Charlie.
I don't think all that, you know, all that very cool shelving and walls I designed for Fort Myers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, Chuck, having to, when I come up and I go, okay, this is what I want. I got it all drawn out in graph paper and everything else, but he's got to interpret all my weird drawings. So anyway,
he
guys,
makes it work. He's
that.
Amazing.
Chuck's Custom Carpentry. Guy's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't look anywhere around the store and not see Chuck's there. You can always tell the stuff Chuck did because it looks good. You tell the stuff I did because it looks like it fell there.
Nice.
All right. Anyway, we're talking about algebine and small snappers, hit and miss. Anything going on? Algebine's usually got that daybreak thing that happens.
Yeah,
there.
There has been some juvenile tarpon and a lot of small snook from what I've been hearing. There has been a couple guys that have seen cobia, but have not been able to hook them. And this is generally the time of year when the cobia get really good out there on the down river side of the bridges there. And it can be pretty amazing. And there should be some small sharks in that vicinity, but I haven't heard of any yet. You know, plenty of bait fish swimming around up there. There's a lot of life.
All right. Well, speaking of the Myakka River area, I know Tippie Canoe Bay has redfish and snook. I was there and caught them.
Yeah, you went fishing with your father there.
Yeah, I took my dad and we went out to go fishing, and it was really funny. The Myakka cutoff, which I would have thought would have been very good, we stopped at two spots. I got a hardhead catfish in one, went to the next spot, caught a sail cat, and I said, okay, well, maybe this cutoff isn't that good right now. I mean, we went into Tippie Canoe Bay, and we were there, you know, the first hour was all about redfish and snook, catching them, and we did pretty well with that. You know, one redfish and like six snook, but then we went to go trout fishing. I couldn't find any trout. You know,
yeah, that's kind of weird.
I looked through that whole bay, and we drifted across there with a shrimp under a bobber, white bait under a bobber, casting spoons, and me doing a head and torpedo to see if I get something to blow up on it.
Right.
Nothing. Two drifts across Tippie Canoe in different areas, and we literally went from the shallows through the deep back to the shallows and never got a hit. So
a little strange.
Sharks in the main river?
Yeah, down closer to the mouth. You know, they're by that marker 7, marker 8 vicinity. You know, look for some bait, look for any birds. That seems to be where they're hanging.
All right.
Sorry. Got a frog in my throat.
Yep. And, God, it's making me nuts. I can't spell the word the. Okay, I'm typing that out. Okay. South Gulf Cove, anything going on?
Mayan cichlids. Mayan cichlids and a few tilapia.
Spell tilapia.
T-I-L... Jesus.
T-I-L-A-I-P-A?
Yes.
Well, that's the way it's spelled now, okay? And going over to the west wall, what do we got on the west wall?
A lot of snook moving around, especially as
you do. All right, you sound like you're dying.
No, I just got this little frog that I can't get rid of.
Hell, you got a full-grown toad.
What? It's like a big cane toad stuck in my throat.
Yeah, I mean, that's past frog.
Yeah.
Frogs usually hop out of the way.
It's a marine toad. Or
yeah, so lots of snook.
Lots of snook, especially towards the southern part. There has been a few redfish scattered along there. The guys that are catching those are catching them on cut bait. Cut pinfish, cut sardines. A couple guys caught them on cut ladyfish. And then they are still catching an occasional trout and seeing a few and catching a couple cobia on the bar, along with a handful of sharks of assorted bonnet heads, black nose, Atlantic sharp nose. Kind of a mixed little bag of stuff there.
Yeah, I was sitting there trying to explain to some guys about going over there. It was blowing out of the west. It was a little rough. And, you know, they're giving me all kinds of grief about their boat. Or, what do you got? I got a 28. And then it turns out they got a flats boat. And, you know, I said, you know, just go over there and fish out. Well, you're screwing with us over there. Yes, I'm messing with you. Yes. This is, I don't have anything better to do at the time. So, yeah, I'm messing with you. But I was trying to explain to them how to fish over there. And they're telling me the wrong boat. So I'm giving them all different advice.
Right.
You're
given the advice for a very deep drafting boat, and it turns out that they've got basically a floating coffee can that can go anywhere.
Yeah, so it was just really weird, and I was actually surprised. I mean, I don't mind you want to give me a hard time. That's all good, but if you actually want fishing information, I actually have to know what I'm, it's like saying, okay, I'm going to pull a car out of the truck, and what do you have? What kind of tow truck you have? Well, I don't. I have a mule and a leather strap.
Yeah.
Makes it a little different. All right. Getting down to Cape Hayes, Muddy Bay. What's going on down Cape Hayes?
That area's got a lot of life going on it. There's Spanish mackerel, some bluefish, a handful of trout, miscellaneous sharks. I've heard of, well, obviously a lot of catfish. But there has been a couple guys catching some very small flounder on there. You know, the two guys, they were out fishing, they had four flounder. He said two of them were just barely legal, but they let them all go. Because he said it's just a little too small to mess with. And then also there's those snook right there between Muddy Bay and Turtle Bay right up against the shoreline. And there's a lot of those fish moving in and out of there pretty well. So it's been pretty decent along there. Just drift it. Flipper is the only annoying thing over there.
Yeah, I heard a lot about that.
He's gotten real bad.
Oh, that one dolphin over there. Yeah, he was messing with, we had two of them messing with me and Carl when we were in Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
And it's surprising, but, you know, I guess if you're bored, if you're a dolphin, say you're Flipper, and you're swimming around, all right, you've been doing that for the last 7 years. Now you find a whole new game.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can't just grab that fish after they release it. They hang behind the boat, then they come around under the boat, around the boat. They're going to nail that fish, and then they throw it back and forth. It's a game of catch.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not doing it because they're hungry. They're doing it to have fun. They're just bored, I think. Yeah. I've been looking at all the different reasons, and, you know, you think, oh, okay, well, you know, because it is their job to go eat fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't begrudge, giving Flipper a fish here and there. You know, that's... You know, if they get one, you know, that I've released every once in a while, it doesn't bother me. But I really just, the more I think about it, the more I think it's playtime. I don't think it has anything to do with being hungry or anything else. They're just having fun. Oh, look at that. There goes. And they run up. And I mean, literally almost beaching themselves to get these fish so they can throw them back into deep water. And then they throw them back and forth.
Yeah.
It's got to be playtime. All right. Bow Bay, Turtle Bay. What's going on with the playtime dolphins?
A lot of small trout. I have not heard of any real big trout up inside there, but a lot of small trout. Some bluefish, Spanish mackerel, scattered in there. There has been a lot of bonnet heads moving around in there. A couple guys have seen some small lemon sharks cruising around in there. And then as you get over into Bull Bay, it seems to be more concentrated with snook. Turtle Bay's got a few in it, but definitely more inside Bull Bay, and even just out in front of Bull Bay on both sides towards the clam leases and also towards the whatever the Charlotte Harbor side, I guess, whatever you want to call that little stretch.
Okay.
No, it's not bad. You know, mixed bag of stuff.
All right. Cape Hayes Reef, Danger Reef,
Spanish mackerel, a couple of cobia. One guy hooked a 26-inch gag off of there. And there's also been a lot of different size sharks scattered basically between Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef out there in that 12 to 18 feet of water range. A lot of life, a lot of birds. I haven't heard about that big school of jacks in a few days, though. You know, that was Saturday, I think. I talked to a guy about it, and he was catching jacks out there last Saturday, but that was the last report I got on them.
All right, let's go from Devilfish Key north towards Placida. What's going on there?
Basically, that whole Widden Flat, Widden Bay, Catfish Creek, that entire flat. Some Spanish mackerel, bluefish as you get out towards deeper water. Up on the flat itself, a mixed variety of trout, mostly small, but a handful of really good size ones, 20, 22 inchers. And then along the shoreline, a lot of snook, a couple of redfish. And then it's almost a mirror image straight across over behind the Three Sisters and around the Three Sisters there on the backside of Boca Grande. Kind of a good mixed variety of stuff. A couple of guys have seen some tarpon cruising along on the outside edge, you know, in some of that deeper water where the Spanish Macs and bluefish are hanging. But nobody's caught catching any of them that I've heard of. You know, I'd like to go down there sometime and fish there around the trestle for tarpon and do like what they do down in the Keys where you just anchor up and just throw out dead baits and just sit and wait.
Works for me. I mean, from my house to Placida Trestle is about 45 minutes, you know, by boat.
Right.
With my boat.
Yeah.
I was so happy with my boat when the rain was coming the other day. And, you know, the weirdest thing about being on the water right before a storm is you're out there and the wind's coming out of the southeast, mm-hmm. and it's just blowing pretty good. And when we first got into Tippy Canoe, we went up and we did a drift back with the wind, and then we went to go for some snook and redfish around a couple of the points and stuff that are there. And it was neat. On the one point, Dad was fishing the left side of the point, I'm fishing the right side. I hooked a redfish, he hooked a snook, doubles, and then went back in and I got my another snook off there before we went to the next one. But all of a sudden we're fishing one of the points and the wind switched out of the southwest. It took a big degree shift, and the only way that's going to happen is if you got a big storm coming up,
right?
Because the wind's just going to blow in that direction, but you get a big storm face moving up at you, that will change the wind direction. So we moved around, got up to the south end of the Mayaca cutoff, checking out that hole. The hole's getting deeper again. It's 6-7 foot. It was 3.5 foot right after Irma. Now it's back to 6-7 foot on that south end, tapering off as you get further up in the cutoff. But all of a sudden, you could feel the wind slowing down. And I reel in the lines, pull up the anchor, get everything ready, hit the jack plate up because I was sitting real shallow in the water so I could fish in the hole. Mm-hmm. Slammed the throttle, took off, and right there, the waves stopped. It's got that compression water. You know,
right.
the it's just flat, but it's kind of wavy, bubbly. You know, it's just, you're kind of going up and down with it. It's like you could tell it wants to have waves, but it there isn't waves. It's just flat.
Yeah, it's got a completely different feel to it.
Yeah, we were talking about that on the KDW show, and it's just, that's when you hit the throttles. That's when I blew all the carbon out of that motor. I was dead hard against the console, nose up, just trimmed out, running, trying to get up. And once I got past 40, backed it off through the bridges, hit it again, and was able to get to the house, you know, like 3 minutes before the rain. So
it's awesome.
But it's just weird, that water. Like you say, there's, if you guys have been out there and you've been on the water, it's just, I don't know, how would you describe that when it just goes flat? But you can kind of feel that there still should be waves.
Yeah.
But it's like the air's pushing down on the water, and the waves are still kind of there, but they're not. So
yeah,
anyway.
It's hard to describe.
Placida Trestle, why do you want to go out there?
You can't unless you're in a boat.
Right. The trestle burned down.
So it's still burned up and closed down. But mangrove snapper, a lot of catch and release snook. There's been some baby Goliath being caught, a couple of baby gag grouper. Assortment of sharks, Spanish mackerel, occasional bluefish, and then there's been a ton of lizard fish there lately. A lot of guys talking about some of the biggest lizard fish they've ever seen, so that's kind of cool. And I've heard of a couple tarpon swimming by, but don't know anybody that's been catching any there.
You know, I'm watching that Naked and Afraid on TV.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm watching one of them, and they stab a stingray. Now, this is, a freshwater stingray.
Yeah.
They stab this thing through the head. Then they take it back, and I don't know if they gutted it or not, but I'm literally watching this girl bite the whole...
The skin and everything.
Yeah, eating the skin, the whole thing, all the way around the flap, I mean, she didn't even take the meat out of the inside. Now, if I'm going to do a stingray, I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to cut the flap edge off, you know, the like the fin part around the outside of it. Mm-hmm. You can see where the meat comes up. And then I'm going to cut right along the body from the head to the tail. So then I'm going to work that, just start lifting that meat up, work it off like I would a flounder. I would flay it the same way as I would a flounder, and then I'm going to cut that into strips so I can cut the skin off. Because I'm not on Naked and Afraid. I've eaten, you know, I haven't, you know, not eaten in 20 days. I think if you haven't eaten in 15 days, you might eat the skin on a stingray. Yeah. But I'm sorry, I got a buck in my pocket, and there's a burger joint down the street. You know, I'm not worried about that. But, yeah, I would flay it out almost the same way I would a flounder, except in order to get the skin off, I would cut it into strips so that I could easily fillet the skin from the meat.
It's easier to deal with.
But I'm just wondering if there's a difference in the edibility between the freshwater and the saltwater stingray. Kind of thought of it because of the lizard fish. They're catching a lot of lizard fish there, and people are thinking this is a trash fish. But we've had a couple of guys saying they're awesome eating.
Right.
I mean, people used to throw squirrel fish away. They didn't eat those, and now they're considered a delicacy. So lizard fish, I think, is headed in that direction, and I gotta go through and do a stingray thing. So,
yeah,
my goals this year is to catch a halfway decent sized stingray. Because when you look at him, let's say he's 18 inches wide, you've got about 2 inches on both sides.
Yeah,
that's just flipper flap.
Yeah,
and I'm not naked, and I ain't afraid. I'm not afraid to cut that part off.
Really rough piece of beef jerky.
Yeah. Ugh.
About the only way to look at it.
Yeah, things like, I mean, rawhide, like rubber. All right. Anyway, get back to Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay, there's basically been trout, quite a few small to assorted sized snook, and that's honestly the only couple reports that I've had. Real vague.
Okay. The Tom Anger Pier, or the Tom Adams Bridge, the Anger Pier.
The Tom Adams Bridge has got a lot of tarpon at night, along with some snook. And then the Anger Pier itself has had mangrove snapper, whiting, a couple of pompano, some assorted small sharks, and then still at night you can catch the snook and some of the juvenile tarpon that are swimming towards the bridge or around the bridge vicinity. So there's quite a little bit of activity there.
Do we have any reports of the Gulf of Mexico with all the storms this last week?
Yeah, actually I've got two.
Okay.
One was from Carl yesterday, and then another gentleman. The 3 to 10 miles out, still the mangrove snapper and some lane snapper. Cobia, pretty good cobias, actually. Carl got about a 60-pounder yesterday, and then a smaller one. And then he got a 27-pound king mackerel.
Is Carl with a C or a K?
With a K. And wherever he was fishing, because I really honestly didn't ask. I was just listening to just the fish parts of it. But the picture he sent me of the cobia, you can see land in the background. So he's pretty close. I've heard of some permit out there and plenty of barracuda. So there's a little bit of activity out there. Next couple days, probably not recommended to go out there. You know, they're talking about gusts up to 25 to 30 miles an hour on Sunday.
Well, there's going to be a possible hurricane down in the Gulf. I'm going to take a second, flip on fishandfranks.com, hit the weather and tides, and I go down to the bottom. I put up spaghetti models to see if there's anything. Oh, there is one. Okay. And it's forecast somewhere between the Big Bend and Louisiana. So they don't have it. Nobody's even showing it remotely close to us on any of the spaghetti things. But
Chuck, I have mine.
You go to fishandfranks.com, click the weather and tide, then go down to the bottom of the page, and it takes you to Mike's weather page. It's a pretty awesome spaghetti map thing.
Now, did they name it yet?
I
think they were talking about it possibly tuning
Alberto.
So it is official now.
It's Alberto. At least that's what they, it could possibly be, or might be, or may not be. I don't know.
Yeah, this morning they were talking about sending the hurricane hunters to it, but they said it might not be anything until tomorrow.
Yeah, I was just looking over this, but we got some rain coming. So anyway, that yeah, what I did was on the bottom of that weather and tide page, I got the satellite images, spaghetti models, and hurricane info. Those are three awesome pages when storms are coming, and I looked all over, found the three I liked the best for as far as storm information, and that's those. So I tried to make that weather and tides page more of a just one-stop shop.
It makes it a lot easier to follow because, I mean, that is, like you said, a one-stop shop. I mean, the amount of information right there in that little section is pretty
Kim
beneficial.
Flowers. Yeah, Kim Flowers just sent me some pictures. If you haven't met Kim, she's like the craziest outdoor girl you've ever met. And she's amazing. And she just got two Goliath groupers. I would say the one looks like 100 pounds. The other one's, no, I'd say a 200, maybe a 300, or a couple of 200 pounders. And then a nice tarpon. Tarpon looks, I'd say 130, 140 pounds. But two Goliath grouper and one tarpon, that'll bend your arms.
No doubt.
That'll straighten your arms.
That's pretty good.
Around Boca Grande Pass. So, anyway, speaking of the passes, so I can actually put in Boca.
Yeah. Yeah, Boca Boca's got lots of tarpon in it.
Tarpon and G-O-L-I-A-T-H Goliath. You know, the only bad part about that, what the heck happened to my thing there? All of a sudden it just all went nuts with big letters. Still doing it. Alright. I can fix it. Copy. Paste. Alright. Fixed it.
There you go.
I like the better ones, Jewfish. G-O-L-I-A-T-H, Goliath. And what else in Boca?
Spanish mackerel, some bluefish, a few jacks. One guy actually caught a bonita drifting through there while he was trying to fish for Spanish mackerel. The weirdest part is there's no mangrove snapper in there that I've heard about. You know, a couple here and there, but not like they should be. Usually the snappers start to get pretty good in there, and I haven't had any decent reports on that.
Huh. Okay. What about Venice?
Venice has got Spanish mackerel and a lot of snook. I mean, a lot of snook. A lot of small snapper. And if you're fishing on the outside of the jetty, there has been a few pompano and an occasional whiting. So a little bit of good stuff going on there. And I guess the Spanish mackerel are all over the map.
Okay.
12 inches to 22 inches.
Stump pass?
I've got nothing.
Captiva?
Captiva pass has been a couple of tarpon spotted, but nobody hooking any. Some small sharks. Spanish mackerel are down there in pretty good numbers with an occasional bluefish. And a guy did see what he thinks was a king skyrocket right there in the center of the pass out by the channel marker or buoy, whatever you want to call it, right outside of the pass. He said it was well over the 3-foot mark. He was about 50 yards away from it, but his first thought was tarpon, and he's like, no, that was a torpedo.
Right. Wasn't a missile.
Nope. So, and that's about all I got. I don't have anything for redfish or any of the other passes.
All right, moving down to walking the beaches.
Walking the beaches, honestly, the only report I've gotten has been out at Boca. Guys fishing the surf out there, catching snook, especially right first thing in the morning or right around sunset. Occasional whiting, more than an occasional pompano, and lots of lizard fish down there too. A couple of guys did catch bonnet heads, but they were fishing from the pass itself. So, bless you.
All right. I don't know what it is about sneezing this year, but I've sneezed more, excuse me, in the last year than I have my entire life.
Yeah.
All right. Punarasa, Sanibel?
The only thing I got is some tarpon and snook at night around the causeway. And then Punarasa has got some snook starting to stack up underneath those docks there.
Oh, sorry.
Bless you.
Yeah. All right. Well-produced show.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. All right. Very.
There's Clusace. There's Tarpon by the Cape Coral.
Cape Coral Bridge?
Yeah.
I always forget the name of that bridge.
And
Midpoint Bridge?
Probably, I guess.
I think that's the Midpoint Bridge.
And up by 75.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, now, the I-75 thing is doing the nighttime.
Okay. So kind of by the power plant?
Right. No, before the power plant.
So on the west side of the bridge more than anything?
It's by I-75, so it's close to the power plant, but it's before that. But right underneath the bridge, the same as they're doing down here at the 41 bridge.
Okay.
I was talking to a guy who was down there. So if it's incoming, they're on one side. If it's outgoing, they're on the other side. Yeah, they're not siding it out. They're just pretty much under it. But it's so similar to I-75.
And 41.
It's more similar to 41 here because it's got more lights on it than our I-75 does.
Okay.
It's better lit.
Gotcha.
So, you know, that makes it a little more similar to
Never been down there by boat. 41.
I'll take you down there. I like running down there. All right, Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey's got some off the bridge itself. They're catching some snook, some mangrove snapper. That's about it. The immediate vicinity around it on both sides, though, they're catching a few trout. The bigger trout are being caught on pinfish, live pinfish under a float. And then I've heard of some juvenile tarpon right there and all those handful of Cape Coral canals that come out in that area.
Now, what's going on in the canals?
The juvenile tarpon moving out towards the mouths of them. I haven't heard of any up inside, but right at the mouths. I haven't heard of a single redfish down there, but that's not overly surprising because most people are running from there chasing the tarpon right now, so that's right. Why my reports are kind of
Pine Island Sound?
That's been pretty good. All those deeper potholes are Spanish mackerel, a handful of trout, lots of small sharks, even occasional bigger shark. There's been some pretty decent black tips down in there in the 40 to 60 pound range. A lot of single tarpon cruising through that whole area, basically from St. James City all the way up to Yuseppa. Guys are just posting up in dead stick, and they're using catfish tails, cut ladyfish, and just sitting and waiting for the occasional tarpon to come by. They're fighting off the catfish and they're fighting off the sharks, but they're hooking 3 to 5 fish in an outing, sitting out there just waiting for fish to come to them. And then there's been a lot of snook around all those little islands there, so it's pretty good down there.
Okay, and that's going to take us up to Jug Creek Shoals, Boquilla.
Honestly, the only report I've gotten off of there has been a couple of small trout. Guys are fishing for bait there, but I haven't heard of much for fish-wise.
Burnt store, 2 pines?
A lot of snook. Snook all along that whole shoreline. And then some pompano just on the edge of the bar, mostly closer towards burnt store, but they've been very hit or miss. And then there's also a couple of reports of some silver trout on the outside of the bar there. I got a half a dozen of them. Then another guy was in here and he actually caught 2 of them in his cast net while he was throwing for some bait. So that's always good. I've done well down there on that one little rock gravelly bottom that I like to fish for sharks. I've caught some really nice silver trout there at times.
Okay. That's going to take us to the east side.
The east side. Lots and lots and lots of little snook all around all those islands, some of those creeks. This guy was in here the other day. He was cruising to go towards a creek. He was trolling motoring along 2.5 feet of water. He says about 150 pound plus jewfish, Goliath grouper, coming just slowly, just barely back sticking out of the water, cruising along, heading down the trough where everyone runs. At first he thought it was a manatee, and then he got close enough to it and he's like very surprised.
Like I say, biggest Goliath grouper or jewfish I've ever seen was up at I-75, and I've seen some big ones.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty big ones, and the biggest one I've ever seen was at Cape Hayes Reef.
Yeah, it's staggering to me where you would just think, okay, well, they're going to be all the smaller ones and everything else. And it does not surprise me that there's a 150-pound Goliath grouper going along the shallow flats there. Well, let's face it, if he was 400 pounds, he wouldn't fit.
Right.
But that he's 150 pounds? No, he'd go right through there.
Yeah.
He's only going to be about maybe 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
He can go right through that water.
But still neat.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be cool to see one just on the flats.
Yeah, especially if the water was nice and clear. Just
yeah, it was last week before the rain really got cranking. So,
all right, Alligator Creek.
Some jacks and a lot of small snook. There has been some juvenile tarpon and black drum up there in the burnt store aisles, but very hit or miss. But they are seeing plenty of them in there.
Okay. Which is going to take us over to Ponce de Leon Park.
A lot of small snook in there. And quite a few small mangrove snapper, but overall pretty quiet. I did hear of some jacks last week, but I haven't heard much consistency to that. They're just coming and going.
Okay, back up in the PGI canals.
Bigger jacks. Guys are catching those still trolling in and out of there along with some snook, but most of the snook are starting to get smaller. A lot of juvenile tarpon, quite a few small mangrove snapper. You know, 8 to 12 inches, you know, which is 10 to 12 inches are funner. They put up a pretty good fight. The rest of them are annoying. Those 8 inches are such good bait thieves. It doesn't matter what you put on. I mean, I've gone down to a small hook and I still can't catch the little buggers.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
I mean, Very much so.
I mean, if you really want to challenge yourself, they're worth fishing for
Put a Storm Twitch stick on and you throw it in there, like under the mangroves, under a dock. You give it kind of a little bit of a pull to get some depth on it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, little tap, and then you'll feel them tapping the lure. You'll literally feel them hitting the lure.
Right.
They just start beating the tar out of the body and just jerk the hook set, and you'll snag those little pinfish and snappers. Every once in a while, one on the hook, but they're so busy chewing on it, pecking on it, that they get caught right in the side of the mouth because where the treble hooks are. Yeah, I very seldom get one in the back or anywhere. Usually it's in front of the eyes. They're so busy chewing on that. What is it about that white piece of plastic that makes those fish just chew on it?
No idea.
I mean, and the Storm Twitch stick is going to go away.
Yeah.
It's not going to be around anymore. Now, I did get confirmation. We'll have enough to last us about a year, year and a half.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Then they're gone. I got one more order in. It'll be here with what we got now and everything else. We should be able to get through 2019 with it. But then that's it. They won't be there anymore, and there'll be just the ghost. There won't be any other colors available. Once these are gone, they're just gone. So,
really?
Yeah, we should have enough to get through 2019, but that'll be it. So anybody who's wanting Storm Twitch sticks, you know, you might want to get two or three extras.
Yeah.
Because
it might take us a while to find one that's similar to it to replace it with.
Yeah,
it took us almost a year or better to find
It was over a year that we didn't really have the hot lure, because the one we did like, just like this one, got canceled.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy any of the other one because I said, well, if it's gone, let's just let it go. But this is from Rapala.
Right.
So they're such nice people, I can't argue with the decision, because it sells and it catches fish like crazy down here.
Right.
But through most of the country, they don't buy it. So, you know, you got to look, I guess, nationally, not locally, at sales. I mean, we've outsold with Storm Twitch sticks.
Actually, be technically internationally.
Right. And we literally outsold the U.S. 1 year, the rest of the country. And we outsold Canada for 2 years.
Right.
On the Storm Twitch stick. So that's not bad.
No, that's pretty impressive.
So anyway, our customers just have better taste than these other people. All right, Gilcrest Pier.
Gilcrest Pier, a couple small sharks off of there. The gentleman in the other day caught a black nose, and I couldn't tell from his other picture. I'm guessing it was either a black nose or a black tip. It was a pretty shoddy picture. But at least it was a couple fish.
I know one guy hooked in a cobia down there.
Okay.
So, you know, sharks, cobia, some whiting. So, getting better all the time. All right. I think the only reason that it's getting better fishing is because people are actually using it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Alligator Creek Reef.
Parking's crappy, but boy, is it a beautiful little park down there now. They've done a nice job cleaning all that up.
Yeah. I liked it better when it was the redneck playground.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
So, by that, I mean, when I first moved here, and Terry and I actually lived in a house facing Gilcrest Park, and she cried for about 6 weeks after we lost that house, because we said, yes, we'll buy it. Just tell us how much.
Yeah.
We're going to buy it. And they sold it to somebody else in a package deal with a bunch of other stuff. But you would sit there on Friday, Saturday nights, and they had the playground there, but it wasn't all fancy like it is now. And people would back their pickup trucks all along the seawall, put the rods and the rod holders out there, and they'd have rods all there, and mom and dad would be fishing or grilling or barbecuing. And I mean, there was dozens of people.
Right.
And all the kids in the playground, and you know, I mean, it was just a major, major family event, almost every nice weekend. Just dozens and dozens of people, some nights maybe even hundreds. That's probably why they stopped it. People who live on a park don't want people actually in a park.
No.
They buy the house because, oh, look at that, it's a beautiful park, and what about, and then people start using it and they get upset because they're interfering with their view and bothering them. And yeah. If you don't like people in a park, don't buy a house, buy a park.
Right.
Oh no, that wouldn't work. All right, Alligator Creek Reef, what did we figure out?
Some Spanish mackerel, been a few mangrove snapper, but very few. A couple miscellaneous sharks, and still a few cobia hanging around. Basically, the bottom fishing has been fair to partly slow.
Okay, that's going to take us out to the deep holes in the harbor.
A few Spanish mackerel, an occasional bluefish. And then there has been a handful of sharks peppered throughout that whole area. They're mostly sharp nose and black nose with an occasional black tip.
Okay, and let's see. That's the bait report, white bait at markers and some near Godfingers. Pirate Harbor, Jug Creek Shoals, and
Duffelfish.
Okay.
There's even been some true, you know, white bait scaled sardines right inside of a Bull Bay.
Okay.
I mean, they're kind of scattered all over the place, but
any schools of good thread fins?
Out in the 20-foot holes. And especially as you get past Cape Hayes, they're getting some too, and then there's some offshore too, from what I've been told. You know, I don't know how confident I am with that one because of the weather, but
pinfish.
The only report on pinfish has been Jug Creek Shoals and out in front of Boquilla on that deep grass. That's where they've been getting a few, but they're starting to get smaller. It's getting to be that time of year where your smaller fish are going to be up on the flats and your bigger ones are going to be out there offshore in that deeper water.
How about ladyfish?
Scattered on the east wall inside Bull and Turtle, and then at night around all the bridges. Other than that, I haven't heard anything super consistent.
Okay. Anything else we should put in there?
Nope. I think that's okay. About it.
I haven't done the red tide. I will do that in just a minute. Freshwater. What's going on in freshwater?
Crazy good. All the spill dams and culverts are flowing. Lots of bass, especially if you're using shiners. Bluegill are doing really, really good. A couple of oddball crappie, miscellaneous. It's primarily been a live bait thing. Minnows or shiners under a bobber. A couple guys are doing okay on the worms. We've sold a few frogs this week. And then we actually had two guys buy those new chatter baits that we got. They were wanting to try them out. The ones that kind of look like an old Stanley spider jig with a chatter bait lip on them.
Right.
So I'm kind of curious to know how they do with those. And it's just about every freshwater canal around. I don't care if you're in Northport or Port Charlotte. It's been a lot of people in buying shiners, playing with them.
Okay, and that takes us, what are the tarpon doing right now? What's going on?
Most of them are out there in the, the vast majority of them are in Boca Grande Pass, still feeding on crabs. There has been a few fish that guys have been catching just sitting dead baiting down in Pine Island Sound. And then I've heard of some fish out on the beach from basically Stump Pass north to Venice area. But I think after this weekend, with this full moon and the storm, once it all goes through, I think those fish are really going to start to disperse a little bit more. And I think and hope that we'll start to see more fish on the beaches and hopefully a lot more inside the harbor, because the amount of fish we got out there. And I think they'll change some of their feeding habits over from the crabs and start to switch over to thread fins and bait busters.
Do you think they're going to be on the beach at all very soon?
I think they will after the storm goes by. Because this full moon is like their really super major spawn that they do.
Right.
And I think that's going to definitely break those fish up where they're not so heavily concentrated in the past, at least until the next, you know, new moon comes through. What's that, 2.5 weeks away or something like that? So it should be, I'm hoping, pretty good.
Okay. All right. I think that brings us to the end of all that stuff. I don't think I did anything past the tarpon because of all the big picture stuff. Nope. That's a whole bunch of stuff's got to be transferred over to the other pages.
You said you were going to peek at the red tide thing?
Yeah, I got to. I mean, I'm just saving this in case something happens.
Right.
That's a lot of typing.
That's true.
I just want to get it saved. And
perfect.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you have to remember, save your stuff, save your stuff, save your stuff. Scrolling down, letting that other program load. Come on, get me down to the tarpon. God, it's a big page. Well, I got so much extra stuff because I haven't cleared it to get in on the other thing. Okay, there's the tarpon. And there's the red tide. All right. Let's see. There's the FWC emails. And okay, that's not it. You know, if you're ever looking for something, you're never going to find it right away. So anyway, they just look at it and read it. I don't know what the red tides are doing right now, but I will find it here. So anything else we need to talk about?
No, just a special thanks to all of our military people for this, you know, taking care of us. And it's the holiday weekend for them. And, I mean, we should appreciate them every day, but this is their special day to actually get the spotlight shined on them.
And so, I think they feel special.
Good. Just want to say thank you.
I know. It just sounded funny. This is their special day.
It is.
They're such nice folk. They're just special. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's see. I'm not seeing anything in the red tide. Background to mediums in Lee County. But everything else is background, so Lee County is going to go back to yellow.
There you go.
Not but everybody else is in the green.
Perfect.
So I'll be fixing that in just a moment.
Nice.
And thank you, everybody in the military, because how could we do all this if, you know, just think, we could be a socialist country and not allowed to do any of this stuff. And
well, we could, but it'd probably end poorly.
What do you mean?
Because you'd be doing it like in your basement and hiding and having to move every couple hours. And
yeah, but the only way you could do something like this is do it illegally.
That's what I'm talking about, though.
You know, and I just
it would end poorly.
If I was in my probably 30s or, you know, 20s, 30s, maybe 40s, I'd probably have the cojones to do it. But I can tell you, at this point in my life, I don't want no trouble, man.
No.
I really don't. No. Back then, I didn't give a rat's butt. But now, I like my couch, I like my TV, I like my cocktails, my coffee in the morning. It's just not worth interrupting it for me.
Right.
So I'd probably be toeing the mark, you know. Tell me, okay, this guy's great. All right, hail. You know, yeah. That's all good. So, you know, all that fighting stuff's for the young folk. Yep. I just want to sit back and relax. So anyway, we will get that fixed. I guess that's about it. I hope you guys have a very safe and happy Memorial Weekend. I guess it's where we're going.
It's pretty much what I got.
Yep. And let's see. If I close that out, I can actually get to where I All want right. to do it. To do. Okay, there it is. Wow. Took me forever to find that. I had it hidden behind the, because I had the weather and tide thing up. I had the emails up. I had all this other kind of stuff up. I couldn't even find it.
Frank, you were doing 12 things at once, really?
Yeah. Jeez. You know, I don't know how. I'm going to listen to this because okay. This is funny and I like it.
From Moby Dick. The wife, she thinks I'm working. And the boss, he thinks I'm sick. It's a perfect day for fishing, drinking beer, and telling lies.